Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Xin Jue Luo Bei.
And starting today, venue code and health code scanning has been scrapped at most public venues in Shanghai. However, there are some exceptions, including elderly care homes, child welfare centers, hospitals, schools, as well as other places with special COVID prevention requirements. Zhang Hong takes a look at how the new policy is being implemented across the city.
Early this morning, people entered an office building on West Nanjing Road without scanning a venue code. Digital sentries were also removed.
We don't have to queue as the digital sentries have been removed. It's faster to get into the office.
Scanning a venue code is also no longer required at shopping malls and restaurants.
Many customers are very happy that they don't have to scan the venue code. They can come and go more easily.
Also, people no longer need to show their health code when taking public transportation. At number 937 bus station, masks and hand sanitizer are provided for free. But bear in mind that some long-standing COVID protocols remain in place.
People still need to pass a temperature check at our bus terminal and passengers must wear a face mask. Each bus needs to be disinfected 3 times a day.
The changes also apply to taxis and subway trains. Staff at one metro station say ticket vending machines and security check equipment are disinfected every 4 hours. Taxi drivers are required to wear a mask and do a PCR test every day. The city's train stations have been busier with a gradual rebound in the number of travelers. Large crowds were seen at Shanghai Railway Station this afternoon. An average of more than 100,000 passengers departed every day over the past 5 days, a month-on-month increase of more than 60%. An additional 55 trains were scheduled today to cities including Nanjing and Hangzhou.
The city has been doubling down on efforts to vaccinate vulnerable groups against COVID as fast as possible, especially the elderly. Many healthcare workers are going door-to-door to inoculate seniors. Zhang Yue has a story.
In the afternoon, Dr. Shen Qing vaccinated Mr. Sun, who is unable to move freely due to a long-term disease. Dr. Shen stayed with him for 30 minutes to ensure Sun didn't have an allergic reaction.
This half hour of observation is necessary. Safety is most important.
Temporary vaccination sites have been set up in the community. 89-year-old Mrs. Gu came to the site near her home to get vaccinated today.
I want to get the vaccine to protect myself. I had the first 2 shots a long time ago.
Some communities arranged shuttle buses for those choosing an inhalable COVID-19 booster.
It has no odor at all and it's very comfortable.
A new Omicron study on seniors was conducted by Ruijing Hospital and the Shanghai Public Health Center. It found that of nearly 10,000 infected seniors aged 60 to 69, the rate of severe illness decreased from 8.6% in the unvaccinated to 0.6% for those with doses of a coronavirus vaccine. For those aged 70 to 79, the rate of severe illness dropped from 17% in the unvaccinated to 2.6% in patients who had 3 doses of a vaccine. Among patients aged 80 and above, the rate of severe illness among the unvaccinated was 20.3%, while it declined to 0 in those with 3 doses.
A Taliban official on Monday said a hotel that caters to foreign visitors in Afghanistan's capital city of Kabul was attacked. 3 of the assailants were killed and 18 injured, including 5 Chinese nationals in the attack. Stephen Rancourt has more.
2 foreign residents were injured when they jumped out of windows to escape. Residents reported explosions and gunfire, and photos and video posted on social media show smoke rising from the building. The Taliban-appointed spokesman for the Kabul police chief said the attack lasted several hours.
I heard explosions around 2:30 p.m. near the hotel in Kabul, so I asked my friends via WeChat to see if an accident happened in the area. And one of my friends told me that there was gunfire on the 7th floor of the hotel.
The extremist militant group Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the deadly attack on the hotel. The IS said in a statement that its militants attacked a hotel frequently visited by Chinese diplomats and businessmen and detonated 2 explosive devices as well as spraying bullets into the hotel. The attack prompted China to lodge representations with Afghanistan's Taliban-run administration.
In We would like to express our condolences to the military and police officers killed and to the injured. The Chinese embassy in Afghanistan has made stern representations to the interim government of Afghanistan, demanding the Afghan side spare no efforts in rescuing the injured, open a comprehensive investigation, bring the attackers to justice and take further measures to protect the safety of Chinese citizens in Afghanistan.
Wang added that in light of the security situation in Afghanistan, the foreign ministry once again recommended Chinese citizens and organizations to leave the country as soon as possible.